Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Happy Friday.
Oh, I feel fabulous on this Friday.
It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend.
Welcome back to the show that we're doing right now.
What's today?
It's October 8th.
You made something very special for us this weekend.
National Fluffer Nutter Day.
National Fluffer Nutter Day.
It's Friday. Time for Fluffer Nutter.
I need my Fluffer Nutter.
It's delicious, y'all.
Yes, it is actually.
Happy Fluffer Nutter Friday.
Okay, it's showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up Friday morning, 6:10. Show number 2207, Carla.
Sweet.
If you're keeping track.
Keeping track. I did not fluffer nutter it is. Okay, got it. Okay. I thought it was some other fluffer Friday, which would be more fun, but okay, fluffer nutter. Okay.
When's the last time you had a fluffer nutter?
I know. I'm not a big fluffer nutter fan, but people
either,
love it.
So
yeah. So, but I'd go with the first part of that word. Come on in.
And you know what? The bottom line, it's Friday. It's the weekend. So I'm looking forward to that.
I said the weekend, you know, the week just creeps by or so we think. And then all of a sudden it's Friday again.
Boom.
Yeah.
Or as you would say, blammo.
Blammo is right. So take advantage of it. Take it in and enjoy it.
First winner, $10,000 payday contest. Jay Anderson got the call from the Beasley Banker, found out he won $500.
That is awesome, dude.
So,
Dude.
We wanted to know what he was going to do with the money.
Pay bills.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Like I said, there's three types of winners, and he's number three.
He sure is.
But you could be another winner in the 10K payday contest. Less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you, so be listening for that. Rain, wind, early this morning, and then hopefully a mix of sun and clouds by this afternoon. High of only 78, going to be windy today. Sunshine over the weekend, hopefully. Highs in the mid to upper 70s.
Yeah, okay.
Fall is here. It's 75 now. Let's catch you up on some, a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a lot of food news this morning. Pumpkin Spice Cheerios are back for fall. They're very, very popular. Limited edition. They don't last long. So cinnamon, nutmeg, clove basically are the spices. So get them while you can. Regular smaller box, about $2.50. The bigger box, about $3.99. And they're only on the shelves for a short while. So grab them. Have you
Morty,
gotten them?
Morty
you
already
them?
Has them.
I'm going to. Did but you know what I did finally get?
Huh.
Pumpkin spice spam.
Oh, you got that, huh?
It was hard to get.
Yeah, is it good?
It sells out.
Did you eat it?
I'll stick to regular spam.
Oh, wow. See, I thought that would be good.
Until the holidays, and then they'll break it out.
I thought that would have been good. Okay, yeah. All right, then. Not even fried like on the commercial with some...
No, I did. I fried it. It's just not...
No,
I don't know anyone that eats raw spam.
Yeah,
that's gross.
No, I mean fried up with. I meant fried up with eggs, like they do in the commercial.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that would go well.
The line
with
of
eggs.
Communication on this show is amazing.
What? No,
but Cheerios.
I said no, I didn't.
Next what? In line. Yeah,
those would be good. A new list. I posted this whole thing on our website on the Mike and Carla page. 40 best cookies. The 40 best cookies of all time. I will dispute some of these. Number one, they put as golden Oreos, whatever.
What?
And I said because it was followed by the original Toll House cookies, chocolate chip. I don't think there's any better cookie than the original homemade Toll House chocolate chip cookies.
I would agree.
Yeah, they put golden Oreos. Those are the top of the line. Then original Oreos. And it goes right on down the line. Now, what upset me about this is that Fig Newtons came in last.
What?
Yes!
I love the fig.
Remember, they say it's not even a cookie, it's a cake. I mean, come on. They had other things.
So they're talking, you're talking brand cookies. Not the kind that mom made or...
Well, no, they did put the Toll House in there, so...
Yeah, but that's a brand, so...
Well, it's a brand because the Toll House chocolate chips are in it, I guess, you know. But, I mean, they got, like, Keebler, they got Nutter Butters in there, Chips Ahoy, things like that.
See?
Yeah, they're not... That would be the only, I guess, homemade, of course. But they got some in there that... I swear they're not even cookies, but whatever. You look at the list... See what you think. It's interesting. And there is a new app out. It's out now that can tell you if you're high. So I don't know. Do you not? First of all, don't you generally know that you're high?
And pretty much.
Yeah. And then if you're hitting the Taco Bell app, I'm thinking that's your second sign right there. So anyhow.
That's the secret app.
Yes, exactly. Yes, fourth meal, dude. Yes. Yeah, fifth.
Where's that
meal,
list
man.
Of
you
cookies?
Tap that app and it says must download Taco
yes,
Bell app.
That's yeah. right.
Then you're high.
That's exactly it. Oh, my gosh. It is indeed Friday. A few things you should know.
Carly, just a couple of minutes ago, you had mentioned there's an app coming out that will be able to tell you when you're high.
Yes. Yes.
Morty, you had mentioned, why don't you just roll through a Taco Bell?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's a pretty good sign. Well, here's a fine example of that.
Oh, jeez.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry. I got to do this.
Okay. I guess I can't physically stop you. Now, hey, don't get on the sign.
I'm not.
I just said don't get on the sign. I can see you. I can see you.
Wait, I'm going to zoom in. Hold up. Oh, you're good.
All right. I'm not on it.
Yes, you are.
I'm not on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor girl. No, you know what? I just worked the drive. Why are you on our sign?
In the middle
Why?
Of the night.
Why? Why are you?
Guy gets out, climbs on top of the Taco Bell drive-thru menu board. Even though the lady can actually see him.
Yes.
I guess he doesn't think she can, but she can. And, of course, his buddy filming the whole video.
Of course, yeah.
Videoing the same, the whole thing.
And, people,
there you go.
People.
I don't need an app.
No.
And he didn't even order Taco Bell.
I know.
What a horrible
Dude,
guy.
Spend the $3.
You would have thought they would have done that first,
yes.
right?
And then got out, but all right. Def Leppard. Clearly, to divert
that.
Away from that, Carla has started her own TikTok challenge.
Oh, watch the video. Watch the video on our Facebook page.
That's
or
all
on
we're going to tell you. Just watch the video.
I just surprised Mike.
Wow. And a couple of people down the hall
yes,
as well.
Yes, I did. That's right.
But if you do want to see the video, and you do want to, go to our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with, right through our website, 96.3KLZ.com.
You okay?
It's also on Twitter and, Instagram and all
yes.
the other social
yes.
media. Platforms. Okay. Hey, I only mention this because I know you have some vested interest in it. Thursday night football last night, the Rams beat Seattle 26-17.
Boy, they sure did.
Yeah.
So easily. Handily.
The reason I bring this up, the Rams have this new quarterback.
Yes, they do.
Who is playing out of his mind lately.
Yes, yes. In case you're wondering who it is, it's the Lions' old quarterback. Yeah. So let's just, what does this prove? That the Lions suck.
Mm-hmm.
Their team is awful because Matthew Stafford is having the season of his career.
And clearly worth all the money that they paid him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the Rams won 26-17 over Seattle. In Seattle, by the way.
And I probably would have watched more of that game, but my eyes were, I don't know, my retinas were burned by the color of Seattle's uniforms. Did you see those things?
Bright green
I love
uniforms.
Those.
Oh, I like them. However, they looked like Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Some of them are wearing like a onesie. Did you see that?
Some of those offensive line.
Oh, my God. Yes. It's like, well, he's 5'2 and weighs 360 pounds.
Look at these
he
lime
looks
green
like
pants.
Tinky Winky out there.
Make me look fat.
He's got a onesie. When did football players start wearing a onesie leotard?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But, by the way, Raiders back home, Allegiant Stadium, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Against the Bears. So we'll see how that plays out. I know.
By the way, if you want entertainment with those jerseys, by the way, from Seattle, go on YouTube because people green screen it because they're so bright green.
Yeah.
Oh.
You've got Russell Wilson running through forests and all kinds of stuff. It's great.
Oh, my God. That color's an accent color. That's not a full-on color.
Well, not in Seattle.
No, not at all.
And
wow.
One other note, VGK lost last night 3-1.
Yeah.
They have one more preseason game tomorrow night up in San Jose, and then Tuesday, of course, against Seattle, the Kraken.
Yep, the Kraken.
At Allegiant or at T-Mobile Arena, their first regular home game for the season.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully they'll do okay. All right.
Okay.
Game 5 tonight. Aces play tonight. WNBA playoffs.
Yes. Cool.
So game five over at Mandalay Bay. Good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Back to that. Last hour, talking about the video that we posted, the Mike and Carla video that we posted on Facebook. Sherry's on the phone. Did you see it?
I did. It was very funny.
Oh, whatever.
Now, we're not promoting slapping everybody, but...
Please?
No. But you know what? Instead of TikTok, you should call it the Clip Clop Challenge.
The Clip Clop. It sounds Amish. The Clip Clop.
Yes, it's an
That's
Amish.
Great.
It's an Amish app.
It's the latest Clip Clop challenge.
Clip Clop, Clip Clop, Clip Clop. Oh, that's hilarious.
Only in Vegas. It's the Clip Clop challenge.
Oh, that's too funny.
Sherry, have a good
you're
day.
A doll. Thank you, girl.
You guys too.
So to avert attention from the slap a teacher TikTok challenge.
Yes, quit slapping your teachers.
Yeah, Carla all of a sudden has started her slap a DJ TikTok challenge. Your Angie's on the phone. Did you see it?
Yeah, is everything okay there?
That's what I want to know.
I'm just having a little fun. That's all.
All of a sudden, she's starting her new challenges, her own challenges.
Great. I didn't even know she had a TikTok account. Okay.
Well, no.
Surprise.
The things you learn on this show.
Wait till you see my OnlyFans page.
Yes, if you don't know what we're talking about, we shot a video this morning. Clearly, Carla has started her own TikTok challenge, and you have to see it on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website. It caught me completely off guard.
I sure did. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm certainly glad I'm out of that industry now, though.
Yes, you have to be slapped now.
Have a good day, Angie.
Thanks, baby.
You too.
Yeah. Not to mention, she took it down the hall.
Yes, I know.
Started slapping all the other
DJs.
Slapping
the other jocks in the building.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. Going to be talking about some new movies out this weekend. Maybe a couple of things you can watch at home. We'll do that here at about 7:38. It's Bon Jovi. Every Friday morning, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio, talking about a few things this weekend.
Yes.
On the big screen and a couple of things at home.
Yes. Well, you know, the big secret agent in the room is the return of James Bond, Daniel Craig, as his last appearance as James Bond in No Time to Die. You know, James Bond is retired in Jamaica. Believe it or not.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and the CIA shows up, you know, Felix Leiter, played by Jeffrey Wright, shows up and says, look, we need your help, James. You know, only the world can be saved by James Bond.
Of course.
It seems that Rami Malek, the new James Bond villain, he's got a worldwide plan with this new technology to destroy world leaders with these nanobot technology and that only recognizes their DNA, you know? So it's like a worldwide virus.
Okay. Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been waiting 2 years for this movie, and no one's a bigger fan of Bond than I am.
Right.
But you know what? I am so disappointed in this movie. I know everyone out there in Las Vegas is going to hate me for this because I've been talking about it. Yeah. Not that I didn't like it, I hated it. I really did. It has forgettable action. It has a ridiculous plot. I mean, even the villain has an island of his own at the end. I mean, Dr. Evil from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it has As the World Turns romance story. I mean, this movie's almost 3 hours long. And
gosh.
I don't want to see Bond pining over a woman 30, 40 years younger than him.
Oh,
you know,
It just doesn't work for me. It sounds, like No Time to Pee.
And I just, and also the treatment of the new 00 agent. She's played by Lashana Lynch, supposedly the new Bond after this. This incredible actress, and she's demeaned through the whole movie. Oh, she rises to be a 00, and they don't include her on things and, like, shut her out. So,
You are fired up.
Look at that. Four thumbs down.
I like it.
It's the worst. It's the worst. I can never see it again.
But if you're going to watch stuff at home.
Oh, if you want to watch stuff at home, look at me.
Instead of going to see that one.
That's a segue, Carla.
Yes,
that's called
thank
a segue.
You.
Amazon.com streaming, welcome to the Blumhouse. We have the second two movies that are starting today. One called The Gotham Manor with Barbara Hershey. She's in a senior home, and a supernatural entity is preying on the residents. Also, Bruce Davison, who's also stars in it. So that's pretty cool. Also, Madres, a young Mexican-American couple expecting their first child. They move to this farming community where this entity is terrorizing the women of the town. So that's Welcome to the Blumhouse. I have my interviews on YouTube with the cast. And also, get this, starting on Tuesdays on USA Network and Sci-Fi, the return of Chucky, the new Chucky series.
Oh, my gosh.
They will not let that go.
No, but here's what's cool, Mike.
It's Don Mancini, the creator of the Chucky series.
Yeah.
He wrote and directed some of the episodes about a teenage boy who finds Chucky at a yard sale.
I love it.
And how it's sick because he's in middle school, not high school. He's in middle school. He's an outcast. So, of course, Chucky starts to manipulate him, and Brad Dourif is back doing Chucky's voice again.
Oh, boy.
And I got interviews with the cast on my YouTube channel.
And the doll.
Yes, that's right. And Chucky.
And he is more creepier than ever, but you got to remember, it's streaming like on Sci-Fi, but it's like it's late at night, so it's got some bad language.
That's a great series, by the way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Follow him on Facebook, YouTube with great interviews, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good stuff. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here you go. It was Al, and I don't even know if I should try and pronounce his last name.
Okay.
We'll just call him Al Mel. Chiona, I believe is how you pronounce it.
All right.
If not, I apologize, Al. But the good news, Beasley Banker gave you a call, told you you won $500.
Thank you very much. Nice. Oh, man. That's great. Excellent. I've been trying. This is wonderful news for the weekend, man.
That's awesome. So, of course, the Beasley Banker, what are you going to do with the money?
I'm sure my wife will have something to do with it. You know, a nice dinner maybe out tonight. Sounds like a plan.
Just give it to her.
I'm sure my wife. That's great.
Honey, here's $500.
Yeah.
Now, when you win the $10,000.
Yeah. Let me know what we're doing with it.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Your next chance to score some free money less than an hour from now, 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that 10K payday contest. Details coming up soon.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, you don't have to tell the wife or the husband everything.
Not everything.
You really don't. We won $250, honey.
Doggone it.
Yankees-Red Sox game, what was it, Wednesday night? The most watched ESP game since 1998. ESPN game.
Uh-huh.
Not baseball. Game.
Wow, because they're never on.
Yes, I know. Wow. Seattle Seahawks, of course, last night, they lost, of course. They have a live hawk that they release before the games, and it flies around the stadium, and it comes back to the handler. Well, last night it didn't, and it landed on a fan's head. And said,
I saw that.
Come here.
Yeah.
Hawky. Hawky, Hawky. Come here.
Is that what they call him? Hawky, Hawky?
I don't know what his name is, but
Hawky,
yeah.
Hawky, Hawk.
Oh, my gosh. Number one trending Halloween costume. Morty, can you guess what it is?
Plug and socket.
No, that's good though. Squid Game for adults.
Oh yeah,
she and for kids. That. Yeah, yes, exactly. No, but I love the plug and socket. I love the plug and socket. Yeah, there you go.
Now this is the hot show that everybody's talking about.
Yes, it is.
But the drawback is that the subtitles. Or the interpretation of the...
Yeah, the English dubs aren't proper.
So what do you want to watch then, Morty? How do you want to watch it?
So I watched it twice. I watched it with the English dubs and the English subtitles.
Okay.
Which didn't really match up.
Right.
And then I watched it with the Korean with the English subtitles.
Okay.
And yeah, it is a totally different type of thing. But you get what's happening.
Okay.
Because of...
Holy moly.
That's what a lot of people are saying is wrong with this show, but it's the hottest show out there.
And it's the worst acting ever. Oh, that makes the movie so great.
Oh, shoot. I thought I got that with Cobra Kai. I didn't know.
Cobra Kai is going to win awards next to this.
And it is the hottest show out there. Wow.
You talk about bad acting. I got TV shows for you, my brother.
Oh, wow.
Jody and I watched the worst. I don't know why we end up watching the worst shows.
Why is it?
Ever.
You challenge yourself or something.
I guess.
Well, yourself to watch
Squid Game.
Yeah. Squid Game. Squid Game. Okay. All righty. You played a little snippet of Adele's new song, a tease, the other day. Well, she says it was inspired. Of course it was, by her divorce. She says she thinks when couples hear it, a lot of women are going to be like, yeah, I'm done, and leave their man if they're having problems.
Well, no wonder why it sounded dated.
I know it. Adele, after every breakup, you do a new album. She's going to be the next Taylor Swift.
She opened her drawer. Oh, I forgot
this. I know. Hello. Kim Kardashian was very excited. So she has a 5-star rating on WikiFeet. This is where they rate pictures of your feet.
Oh.
And she has a 5-star rating, and she was very excited. She posted a video about that because she loves her feet. Loves her feet, because sometimes she needs to count to 10, so she's got to have her feet. And Jeopardy contestant Matt Amodio, he won again. He's up to 37 games, and he's up to almost $1.5 million. $1.4 million, a little over that. Yeah, so good for him. He just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by Boot Barn, my take. Proud supporters of the West.
Carla, I want to play this audio of Dolly Parton talking about her first real kiss because I think a lot of people can relate. All right, listen to this.
My first kiss, Lord have mercy, I think my first real kiss was in grade school. Some girl friend had a party at her house, and we played Spin the Bottle. And I got my first kiss from a boy there, a different boy than my first crush. But I was happy that it landed on one of the cute boys. I had a lot of boys in my life. I love boys. I still do.
I love her to death.
Gosh.
I think she's great.
I know she is.
But yes, do you remember playing Spin the Bottle?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, your first real kiss was, and you've documented this.
Yes, I have, was Greg LeMond.
The big cyclist.
Very famous. Yes. Yes. My first real kiss.
That was the first kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom.
Yes, exactly.
Did you ever?
That was in elementary school, I think 5th grade or something. But the real one, yeah.
Did you ever play Spin the Bottle?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, gosh. That was what we played at slumber parties all the time. The boys would sneak in the window, and we would play Spin the Bottle. Yes.
Morty, what about you?
Yeah.
My first kiss?
Spin the Bottle?
Oh.
Did you play Spin the Bottle? Did you ever play that? I don't know that that's as... Well, they're different games now that kids play.
I forget. You're a lot younger, but...
Yeah. Well, I know. I mean, yeah, that was a thing. I just... No.
No? Okay. No.
Who was your first kiss?
It was more...
Who memorable.
Was she? Yeah, I know. Not very memorable.
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I know. I wonder if... I guess so. I was going to say, do guys remember, like...
It was junior high, I know
like
that.
We do. That seems to be the going age, too.
I think women remember it more so than men.
Yeah. I don't know. So.
I'm trying to remember my first kiss. I think
some girl.
It was Nancy Bennett.
Okay.
On the side of a garage.
That's so cute. Nancy Bennett. That sounds so cute.
And that's the first time I got... You know, the French kiss?
Got the real kiss.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And when she did it, I was like, whoa. What is that? She goes, it's a French kiss. Oh. And I said, oh. But it wasn't Spin the Bottle. Spin the Bottle was myself, Doug Lorman, and Ed Sweeney with Kathy Wierzbinski, Linda Crow. And who was the other one? It might have been Nancy Bennett because she was pretty.
I don't remember all the people. I know. I don't remember all the parties there. But
had the big Coca-Cola bottle.
Yeah, we had the bottle.
Not the plastic one, the glass bottle.
No, we had the shorty one. You know, the little shorty one that we'd use for some reason. It just spun better. It spun
nicer. Let me tell you, Spin the Bottle would never work in Hawaii anyway because there's no flat surfaces there.
Oh, yeah. See, it's just going to keep...
Nothing is ever flat in there.
Wow.
An occasional earthquake when you're playing Spin the Bottle. No, it doesn't work.
I didn't know we got so technical. All we wanted to do was kiss and make out.
That's it. Do we need the bottle? I don't think so.
I know. Keeps pointing to the same person, though. And Lanai, what's going on? Uh-huh.
Jeez. And we have to sit boy, girl, boy, girl.
Yeah, boy, girl. Boy, girl. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Do you remember that first kiss? Do you remember playing spin the bottle? Maybe that is old. I mean, that is.
Yeah, I know there's other games those kids are playing now.
And why do you, like I said before, why even use the bottle? Just do it.
Well.
Or just kiss.
Yeah, but you wanted it to be random. You didn't want it to look like you set it up.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No way. Oh, gosh. All right.
You're not spinning it, really.
Yeah.
And that all started, so.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie Vegas. First kiss was. What was it, Linda Riggleman? Linda Riggle. He was a patrol.
Safety
patrol in grade school.
Yeah.
Had the belt that.
Yes.
And the belt that came across your chest.
Brought back memories. Me and Maggie were a safety patrol as well.
You had the badge.
Yeah, you did. You were boss, man, after school.
You thought you were so cool.
Hey.
Not yet.
Yeah. And we didn't have the signs. We just had to stand there.
Right, with your arms out.
Stand there with your arms out.
Like you were going to stop any car barreling through.
I got my arms out. Oh, my gosh.
You know, as I think back,
I
think they put kids that they really didn't care for.
Maybe that was it.
You know, what's the chances of...
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
that was a tight circle, man.
It was a tight circle, yeah.
And those kids stuck together.
Yeah.
You morning patrol or afternoon?
Yeah,
crap, I'm afternoon.
I know, I was afternoon. So, yeah, we had a little badge and a little bit on that little belt. I was a little hefty, so I remember so well. It was hard to put the belt on. I had to get a little bigger belt.
You wobble it out there.
Yes, exactly. I was like 3'10 for the longest time in my life. I don't know why I was doing that. Jeez.
I could just imagine you as a safety kid. I said stop.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Spanky. Jeez. I can't. They're not stopping for me.
Hey, listen, after our tour, want to get together and make out?
I know. Let me get this belt off me. Jeez.
You can help me.
Oh,
what did
Lord.
Somebody text in? There's an app now.
Yeah, one of our listeners texted in and said, hey, guys, just want to let you know there's a Spin the Bottle app for today's kids.
Oh,
for
you
real.
Just put the phone in the center of the circle.
Yes, and you just let it spin. How fun is that?
That's not fun at all.
That is so. And then mid-spin, you get a call. And hold on.
Oh, it's mom.
Hold on. Yeah.
I'll mack you in a minute. I got a call,
yes,
though.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. Well, great memories.
I'm just trying
to imagine Carlos.
Oh, I said that.
Safety patrol.
I was a hot shot safety patrol. Yeah. Listen here, hall monitor, by the way. Do you see my badge and my belt? Don't tell me when I can go pee. All right?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a belt and a badge.
And a badge.
And I'll use it.
Yeah, you got a pencil. Don't.
Tickets for New Kids on the Block and Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt and Pepa. Mixtape Tour 2020, Saturday or Sunday, May 29th. Here you go. We put together this medley.
Yes.
All you have to do is identify all four songs in order by title. Listen to it. Well, I guess it's a brand new day. That gimme in there,
yes.
By Rick Astley.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. Yes,
okay.
That's right.
All four songs in order by title, starting with caller number 970-273-9636. Can't get that fishing out of my head now.
Halt!
Halt! Put out your little stubby hand with your stubby fingers.
Yes, I said halt! Sorry.
No, it's safe. It's safe to walk.
Yeah, you can go ahead. I've got them halted this way.
Here it is one more time. All four songs by title in order. Good luck. right. Finally, trying to give away these pair of tickets for New Kids on the Block before we could even buy them. Mixtape Tour 2022. Here's the medley. Name all four songs by title in order. Can you identify all four songs in order by title?
I hope so.
Give it a shot.
Okay, it's Tonight by New Kids on the Block.
All right, number two.
None of Your Business by Salt and Pepper.
Number three.
Together.
Four.
Ever. And Free Your Mind by En Vogue.
Good job, Amy. You got the tickets. You're going to see New Kids on the Block En Vogue. Rick Astley, Salt and Pepper, Sunday night, May 29th. Mixtape tour over at
Michelob Ultra Arena.
Over at Mandalay Bay. Your second chance to win, by the way, still on the contest page of our website, 96.3kklz.com. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike and Carla's Other News. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, Halloween right around the corner and the Halloween decoration going viral. It's a black cat and it's supposed to be saying trick or treat. But the awkward cursive font on trick makes
that.
It look like an F-bomb. one person actually, Joe said the designer didn't give it a trick.
Yeah.
So it says leap or tree.
Yeah, you got to really look closely to find trick in there.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Morty, listen up. Cracker Jack flavored Pepsi is now a thing that exists. But you can't buy it. You have to win it. They've partnered up. Okay. We're talking about Pepsi for the Major League playoffs, and they're giving away 2,000 cans on social media. You have to post a video of yourself singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, along with hashtag Pepsi Sing to Score and hashtag Sweepstakes. So it's the only way you can get it.
You always have to perform, don't you? Always have to perform.
Even on this show.
I guess. Yes, well, truly, on
this
show.
Cracker Jack flavored Pepsi.
I think that might taste pretty good.
Yeah?
Well, good for you.
You know what?
Or I could just go buy Cracker Jacks and a Pepsi.
Well, yeah, let's make Pepsi sweeter than it already is. Let's do that. Let's have you just pop one open and break out in zits. Let's do that. That's the Pepsi we want right there. Yeah.
What's it missing?
I know. More sugar. That's what we need. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Well, listen to this. There's a new, where did it go? There it is. It's called Shreddies, and it's bedding. Well, they're fart sheets, basically. Oh. They will stop the smell and all of that from escaping. It has a built-in carbon panel that traps the gases before they can even escape.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of nice. Yeah, you don't have to. I don't know if you can do, what is it called you guys do? What is that thing?
Oh, the kick in the covers?
Yeah, that thing, whatever. Oven, the Dutch oven.
I
don't know if you can still do that with them. I don't know if you can still perform, guys. But
I mean, that's half the trick doing that.
Exactly. If you want them, they're called Shreddies. And
what a stocking stuffer for Christmas.
You know, honey, this is only going to help you. You know what? Yeah, it's not. They're not for me. They're for you. And you put them on. Go ahead and put them on
right now.
The mafia in Italy. They're doing things like everybody else is doing things. Oh. They have hired social media influencers.
Seriously?
Seriously. And, they're working online.
Mm-hmm.
They've got pages, you know, to recruit people for, you know, whatever they're calling their business. So they're doing things. The older mob members are not very happy about it because they feel the old-fashioned way is better, you know, just like dating. Yeah. Kind of want to see someone before you
go out with them. You mean kidnap people?
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean that, too. But, you know, before you hire somebody, so.
Oh, my God. I saw your ad online.
I know. This is so cool. Oh, my God. Come here, you guys. Come here.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you say? Forget about it.
Forget about it. Okay.
What?
It's a real gun.
Room within a room behind the room?
Right? Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. Emojis instead of cannolis, apparently.
Or an emoji of a cannoli.
Yes, that's right. What is that? Is that a cannoli? Oh, my God.
This is cute.
So cool. And then what we're going to do, we're going to get you a Twitter page. All right? We're going to get you a Twitter page for your, what is it? Waste management company. Oh, I got your garbage men. This is so cool. What do you dump? That's so cool. They're pretty trucks. Oh, my God. It is Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This story makes me sad and happy at the same time. A 79-year-old man in Michigan. He got pulled over for speeding last week, and he literally just started crying on the side of the road. He told the cop that it's just a bad, bad day. His wife is very, very sick. His older son has special needs. So he bought a new TV to bring home to cheer them up. Couldn't get it to work. He was rushing around to different stores trying to find the right cables to hook it up, and he was just at wit's end. He just lost it. Cop said, listen, go home, give me your address, okay? Showed up at his house about an hour later, hooked everything up for him, got the cables, the whole bit, brought his partner along, and a new recruit as well, just in case they needed some additional help. They had it up in no time.
Wow.
All is good. I know it. That's such a sweet story.
That is a great story.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all it takes.
Yes, exactly. To just turn your day around.
Right.
That's a big gesture. Maybe it wasn't for the police, but it was a big gesture, you know?
Exactly. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush you next. She will have your next code word. Handing out free money, the Beasley Banker, qualifying you for $10,000. Listen for it at 11 o'clock. Otherwise, do enjoy your weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.